Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering. Well, my, hello and welcome. It is Wednesday night once again. Here we are, March 8th. February is done, and we're deep in the middle of our lovely March. I'm going to have a really quick show this evening, 30 minutes. I have lots of people on hold, so I'm going to go ahead and get through all the calls. I want to welcome everyone. I'm always happy to do this show. I'm so thrilled to be here every Wednesday night. So before we get started, I want to just take a moment to calm the space, invite you all to just relax, pour your cup of tea and sit back. And let's just be ready to receive what wonderful information does come. If you're able to get on the air, that's awesome. If not, I invite you to like the program, of course, go to the website, sign up for my mailing list, and follow me on Facebook. I am going to go ahead and take my first caller. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, I think you're so wonderful. You're very comforting and very talented.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much. You made my evening. So what can I do for you to make you feel the same way you just made me feel right there?
Thank you. Well, things seem to be moving forward with HelpNet Centene. I haven't been given a start date yet. I have not heard from PG&E regarding getting an interview. I mentioned that I passed their online testing. And then I got a call from a temp agency regarding Philips, which apparently is a real good company. But they want somebody to jump in running. And the recruiter said, do I have experience with Salesforce? And I answered honestly. I said, no, I do not. Apparently, it's a computer program.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, how are you with Excel? And I said, well, I haven't used Excel in my work for 20 years. When I went to college, this is the last time I used it. And, you know, I do have an interview for this Friday at 2. But I'm questioning whether or not I should go because I'm so short on money. It would cost me transportation money to go. And I was very honest with the recruiter, but he said that they want somebody who will need minimal attention to get up and running. And so I just don't know whether or not I should just call him tomorrow and cancel it.
Well, if there's two things that I say to this is if you really want to go, because it feels like these conversations are building your confidence, and that's what this is all about, is pulling you up and letting you see that there is value in you because that's something that you've been struggling with. And so the conversations and the interviews and the meetings are helping to lift you. They definitely are looking for someone with a lot of skills that's ready to move now. And Salesforce is a pretty complicated program that they want somebody that can get in. Complicated is probably not the right word, but definitely somebody who can navigate it for them. But it's not a bad idea for you to go to the interview. What you need to do is manifest the funds that you can get there. If you can't manifest the funds that you can get there, then postpone it. So that you're not running up on having to call and cancel, postpone the day of the interview.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like a good idea because I can call them tomorrow and postpone it. And then that way I still have my options open.
Correct.
And And if I didn't have anything else on the horizon, then I would go most definitely. So I think that's what I'll do. I'll try to postpone it. And I'm excited about taking the City of Sacramento test on March 31st. It's for a 311 operator, and that feels much more comfortable to me, as well as PG&E and Centene. So I'm a big believer in keeping my options open. But do you still see me starting work soon and being? Oh, thank goodness.
Something I want to say that I want you to acknowledge, because your energy feels so different now than the last time I talked to you. Your space is different. Oh. Your confidence is different. And I think one of the things we talked about was opportunity coming. You see now opportunities starting to present themselves. So I need you to stay in this space. You feel so much better now than you were before. And you're now much more open to the possibility of what can happen. And that's the space you need to be in. That's the, you're totally going to come out of this. Do you feel that now?
I feel like I am. I feel like my energy has shifted. And when I speak to recruiters, I speak honestly, but I also speak confidently. Like I can do it. And but I also have to be realistic. And I think Centene is realistic, and PG&E. And the City of Sacramento is very realistic. I had gone through the City of Sacramento interview for the same position and the testing a couple years ago, and I passed the testing. I found it easy, but I wasn't hired. So you know, I'm more than happy. If I'm working at Centene, then I will not jeopardize that. I will not go to the testing. But if I'm so do you see me? I emailed the recruiter at Centene asking her to confirm my test results, which should be 100%. And she hasn't answered. She usually is really good.
She'll answer. Don't worry about that. You'll get an answer. Yeah, you'll get an answer.
It'll be a good news answer, I'm sure.
Yes.
No, I did well.
Yeah.
So will I be starting early April or before April 1st? Because I really feel Centene is going to give me a start date here pretty soon.
Prior to the start of the month is what I'm getting. So much more powerful is your light now. So much more confident. I like it. I really like it.
If I start, the 31st is a Friday. So if I'm working, then there's no way I'm going to take that test. It's for Sacramento City.
Take it. Just you have a predetermined appointment, and that's like I need Friday off. It was something that I had planned before I started. I see them offering it. Maybe that your start date itself leads into the next month. I just do see them be like confirming before the end of the month. But if that does, just take the test. You need to. It's part of this process that you're going through, which is going to build your strength and build your confidence. You need to take the test. So just let them know that you have a prior engagement on this day. You know, I had something else planned, so I need to stay off.
Okay. All right. And I live with my sister, Leslie, and I'm always very generous about sharing if I go out for KFC or whatever. And then she hasn't shared with me, and then out of the blue tonight, she said, would you like some? I mean, it is a big deal to me because she hasn't been like that. And I'm not the kind of person that just because I share something with you doesn't mean you have to share it with me in return.
Right.
That would be kind of yucky. But I was gracious. And I said, oh, thank you. And I took one piece. And it makes me feel like maybe she does love me.
She does. So that's, you know, all this stuff is starting to clear up, all the shadows and all the fog is starting to clear up, and things are starting to move forward. And this is part of that awakening. Stay in the space that you're in right now. If you ever find yourself slipping into doubt, sit down, do your breathing exercises, what do your connection exercises. You need to stay in the space you're in right now. It's so much more powerful, so much more light. It's a world of difference. I'm very, very pleased to hear you talk on the program tonight. You feel fantastic. I feel like there's nothing you can't do.
And starting with Centene, it would not matter really what shift I got if I was able to move across the street to the gorgeous apartment building. It's really expensive.
You like
it's
it.
Really high, though. I'd have to make really good money, and she would have to agree to split expenses. So I don't know if she would do that. Our lease is up at the beginning of July. But whether or not we sign again where we are right now or move to a new place, I hope that she does continue to share, please.
That's what I want you to journal on and focus on, just that right there, just sending the energy and the vibes out for that. And just do your exercises and do your focus around that.
And
just
Angel, yes. I have a friend who works at Centene. She worked with me at another company for 15 years. And I was kind of like not that excited about starting there. And she kept talking to me and she said, Wendy, you'll like it. They have people my age there. She said it's a major company. They're all over. They're even global. And so I've kind of had a shift in like, wow, I don't want to miss an opportunity. Because there's tons of people that would love to have even been put through the fingerprinting and the EQIP and all that and pass it. And logically, they wouldn't be spending $2,000 on this background check unless they were serious about the strong possibility of making me permanent.
That's right. That's right.
And you know what?
You're absolutely right.
And I think my job is going to be easier than I thought because my friend works in a different department and she only has to take about 40 calls a day. And my job description is even simpler. At this other insurance company that I worked for, we did like 100 calls a day and it was
a lot
of pressure. I might think it's
a
piece of cake there compared to what I've been through.
That's right. So what I want you to do now is think about all the positive things and the connections. You've done a wonderful job of pulling yourself into this space. Stay in it and keep focused on it. And take every call, take every opportunity, have every conversation, because the more people you talk to about the possibilities of work with them, the stronger, more confident you become. And that's what you need to be. And did you join my mailing list?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. So stay on top of the news, and if you're interested at some point in time and joining the rings that you can get involved in some of the activities, please do. But I do post inspirational messages, do the morning, the gratitude, the high noon affirmations, the evening release, do those exercises as actual exercises that keep you grounded and focused. And I cannot wait to hear you talk about what's happening on the other side when you get into the beginning and middle of April.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm starting to visualize me setting my alarm on my cell phone, getting up in the morning, going into work, having my lunch break, and catching on really quickly and making some friends and becoming permanent.
There you go.
And
that's it.
So I'll have at least 4 years solid employment.
Yes. It all looks the when the veil lifts at this juncture, everything is gonna come together in the way that you need it to be. So you have to stay in this space, my friend. So give me a call or send me an email if you're struggling with staying in this space, because you can't let anything take you down. You got to bust through this. Okay?
And you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I want to become a mentor for employees that are new or even older. And if they're struggling on something and I'm good at it, I am so kind and I know how to teach. And I will tell management that I would love to be a mentor because I want to help people keep their jobs.
Yes. That's
they just
awesome.
They just need a safe harbor to learn, and the key is to make them feel comfortable and be available, and that's my mission. That'll be my way of showing God how grateful I am.
Powerful statement. You said it out loud, broadcast it across the universe. So now you have to do it.
Oh, I want to. In my soul, I want to.
So I'm going to have to let you go tonight because we've gone a little long. I really want you to stay in touch with me and let me know how everything is going. And I'm going to send some prayers and some light energy out to you. You have a fantastic evening, Wendy. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you again very, very, very soon. Okay?
God bless you and thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. You have a good night. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Such a sweetheart. Such a sweetheart. I know we're running out of time. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Who am I chatting with now?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. So today was my last day with my J-O-B.
And J-O-B.
Yes. It's not the career or anything like that. It's I am working on a couple things, but it's not the passion. It's just the maintain.
Yeah.
And I had an interview on Thursday, and on Tuesday, and then I have another one on Thursday tomorrow. And I just kind of want to get some insight and direction if you see one of those two kind of making an offer, or is there something else down the road?
Okay, the Thursday, the one tomorrow, seems to be the one that's going to get you kind of floating in the direction. It doesn't feel like a one-trick pony, so to speak. It feels like there's two hands that I'm seeing. There's two opportunities that are going to flow in conjunction with each other. So it feels like it's more of a like a contracting kind of proposal, kind of. You're a independent person running a thing, and you've got these two people who you are working with is what it feels like it's going to turn into. So the one tomorrow is the stronger connection, and there's another one coming. Does that make sense?
I guess if there's two directions with this one particular job, it would be, I mean, it's basically just bartending or serving.
It feels more like, I don't know, Mike, it feels like there's something more robust around a business or a partnership thing.
That is one of the projects I'm working on.
Okay, well then that makes sense. There you go.
Yeah. But I have to have the JO. Yeah, but it's one of those things until revenue starts coming in.
So that's what that is. So then I think tomorrow is the maintenance, and then the thing coming is that makes more sense. And that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So it feels because I see two hands. And there's something coming, and the something that's coming is much more, is much sooner than you think, because it seems very quick. So don't get comfortable.
Oh, no, God, I want out as quickly as possible.
Don't get comfortable, but you're going to, this thing that you want to do, this project, in the second hand, is going to be much more in line with what you want, is going to be much more fun for you, and it's going to be more lucrative than you think it's going to be. Because you're going to be connecting to some people who have funds to really play with what it is that you're trying to do, and it feels very exciting.
Nope. That's really interesting because the restaurant that I'm leaving, the managing owners, they have an investor, but they're morons, and my business partner has connections to Extreme Wealth here in California. And I actually I'm going to pitch to him tomorrow that if there's an investor group that might want to take off with this concept, take the chef and the general manager and start this new concept and move faster than what this other group's doing and kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I see. And there seems media seems to be involved in some way is what I see as well. So whether it's somebody. Yeah.
See, that's crazy too. No, because this is weird, because I was interviewed in December. I helped out with a Hollywood movie release with the press junket. It had a spiritual paranormal twist to it, and I also do readings and stuff like that, but it's difficult to do readings for myself. And
yes.
I was interviewed by a Spanish-speaking entertainment show, and I don't think it's aired yet, and I don't know if it's going to.
When you say media. Yeah, I do. I saw the media, it came up, and I didn't, you know, I see what I see, so apparently that's true.
Awesome. No. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Okay, cool.
So I love it. I got my goose, my pimples, my goose pimples. My goose pimples are quacking. I don't think geese quack. I think they honk.
Yeah.
But just in conclusion here for you, the money thing, you know, the bread that you're eating now, that's going to be okay. But this other opportunity is going to come much faster than you believe, because there is somebody with deep pockets that's coming in, and it's an ally. This person's a really strong ally. So connect with them. And this media piece is important, because it propels what you're doing. So perhaps having this media piece come out kind of makes you look more like a more valuable asset to engage in. That's probably the best way to say it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I hope to hear from you, and I'll be looking for you in your project. You take care.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
You as well.
All right. Who do we have here? Who am I speaking to now? Hello? Are you there? Okay, I don't think they're there. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and take the next person before we run out of time. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Okay. Thank you. I feel so excited to be on the phone with you. So thanks for taking the time.
I'm excited, too. People say, like, I'm so excited. You have no idea how crazily excited. I'm so silly to talking to people. I love talking to people. And I know that you guys sit on hold for a while, because sometimes I get a lot of people on. So I'm glad I was able to connect with you, and I'm running out of time. So I don't want to eat your time up. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, my focus and what seems to be front and center for me right now is connecting with the right place for me to move to. And it has to happen. It needs to happen rather quickly. And I've been looking and putting it out there. So maybe one of these three places that I'm going to be seeing, two tomorrow, and I've already seen one. So, yeah, that's the three.
Okay. So you're going to go look at these places tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking at two out of the three. I saw the third place yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not feeling the place that you looked at yesterday.
I'm not feeling either.
I don't think you feel that place. So it's like that place I saw yesterday. The last place I get, you are safe. So there's something about the place that you're trying to get to, that it's not just about moving to a nice place. It's like home in safety and comfort and connection and everything. And so the last place you're going to look at is going to surprise you. And you're going to go, ooh. So 1, 2, 3 is the last place you're going to look at.
Really?
That's what I keep getting.
Place I'm going to look at out of the three, or the last place, like before I have to move?
Out of the three. So that was your question. Out of the three, 1, 2, 3. That was so.
Okay. And is it, can you sense whether it's going to be living with other people in the same unit, or is it going to be all by myself?
No, not in the same unit. There might be people around you, but not in the same unit. You need to be alone right now. That's what I'm hearing, is that you want to be alone.
Exactly. And so the place where I am likely to, well, the place that I'm going to be alone is actually going to be the second place I see. In other words, tomorrow afternoon, and then the third place is going to be tomorrow evening, but the second place tomorrow afternoon is actually a studio guest house. That's me.
I keep hearing three. So unless you've seen something before yesterday or today, I keep hearing three, but that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes it is what it is, but I just keep hearing three.
Okay.
But
okay.
Look at the address when you get there. There might be a
tree. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. I was just thinking that when you said three, I was like, oh, maybe it's the address.
Yeah, so look at the address because I keep hearing 3333.
It's a domestic arrangement where I could actually work for rent. Yeah. And you know, I'm not quite sure whether that's the right thing for me.
Well,
this is gonna be,
one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Find the place, look at the place, make your connection, connect to the divine, get your guidance, and let things come to pass. Don't think too hard. Don't overthink it. Okay? Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Let it come. So, let it come.
This has the potential, in other words, be open.
Yeah. Be open to it because you already stated what you need and what's not going to work for you. So it's not going to be brought to you in a way that's not going to work for you. Just remember that.
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, you'll be surprised. Things might change. The arrangement might change. Oh, by the way, here's this. Be open.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing you got to do is go look at it, though.
Okay, and it is a little removed from my usual neighborhood and scenario group that I, you know, hang around with. So
you need to change, though. You need to change. You need to change.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering if that's purposeful, like the universe has a plan for me. Okay.
Yes. You need to change.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I keep hearing you need to be alone right now. You've got some stuff. You've got some things you're doing. You're doing some stuff that's going to kind of ignite what you're up to.
That's great.
You need to be alone.
I love
it. Okay? Oh,
yeah.
I love
What's
it, too.
What's the website one more time?
So the website, the best place to go, there's two places. There's the newageguild.com, and then there's bellydancemedium.com. And
what
they're linked right there.
Name?
New Age Guild. And if you look at the page... Yeah, if you look at the page there on the radio show, you'll see the link, and you can link there. And you want to join my mailing list because I want to know what's happening. I'm really curious to hear if there's a 3 in that address. Be really interested.
Yeah.
If it was 333. If it was 333. That I'm like, I'm gonna hang my hat up. That's really interesting. And just let me know. You can send me. I will win the award. Yes. Yeah. Send me an email. And let me know how things go. I'm going to let you go because we're about to end the show.
Yes.
I want you to, I will send you some good energy and good luck with your viewings tomorrow. And just ping me a note and let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Angel Love. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. The show is almost over this evening. Could only do 30 minutes tonight. I will be back next week, and we will be extending more programming as the New Age Guild pumps up. You'll start to see more programming. You'll start to be able to ask questions. We're going to be adding chats as we build our population. But in the meantime, I do ask that you like the page, like the program. Follow us on Facebook at the New Age Guild. That's the tag on Facebook. And let me know if you have any special requests, if you have topics that you'd like to hear, or anything like that. And remember, I always tell you, be positive and be light. And you want to light, ignite your day today so you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless you and be kind to yourself. Good night. Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancing.com.